Good morning. It is a very busy week and weekend, lots of activities coming up. And one of those activities is the Point Higgins Museum of Science and Technology Night. That's taking place this Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, from 6 to 8 p.m. And here to tell us more about that are Janice Wood and Leslie Ann Wallace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And tell us, what is the Point Higgins Museum of Science and Technology Night?
Well, it's a chance for our sixth graders to share what they've been learning throughout the school year with being part of the NOAA Marine Debris Monitoring Program.
Is this something that you do annually? Is this a special event?
This is our first event, and, you know, we don't know what to expect, and the kids are really excited to share, so we hope we have a good turnout.
And we see it as authentic learning, so it's our culminating event to the project that they've been working on all year. And we're the only elementary school that are flying the drones right now.
Explain the drone project. How did that come about, and how did you get involved with NOAA?
Well, Marissa Fry and I took a class this summer from our wonderful high school who organizes teaching for teachers, and we signed up for this World Bridge project through Trillium Learning. We met with Gene Bias and Ron Fortunato, and they told us about this program, and Marissa and I said, absolutely, sign us up. It sounds like tons of fun. Our kids would absolutely love this hands-on learning, real-world experience.
And explain what the drone project is and how it works.
Well, at the sixth grade level, we are just simply learning to fly the drones and have a steady hand. We're just moving on to the drones with cameras. And for us, we are not going out to the outer beaches and monitoring those. For us, we are that intro level.
And then what is to happen with this technology and information? Are you going to eventually go do beach monitoring? Or?
Well, hopefully at the high school level, that's gotcha. Where they're going. So hopefully we want this program to continue through middle school and high school, or a program similar, because it's a great program. And the kids are seeing how true to life this program is.
And we don't have it at the middle school level yet, but we kind of want it to see get it sustainable so that it's going from sixth grade all the way through.
Okay, so it's now have you worked to partner, I guess, with the high school or when they move into high school to continue it on, or is that something to be looked at in the future?
We're working on that.
Okay, and ultimately the idea is to actually send the drones out to do beach surveys, correct?
Correct. And as part of our science night, we are hoping to have people bring in marine debris that they found on beaches throughout our area. And we'll be cataloging that information, what they found, where they found it, who found it, around what date they found it. So we want to take photographs and catalog that information that we'll send back to Trillium Learning.
You might end up with a lot.
I know.
We're hoping so. Hopefully a lot of weird stuff.
So that is part of the kind of effort is to help with cataloging?
Yes, we're kind of the eyes of NOAA, really. They want to know what's coming over. Is it tsunami related? We don't know. So we're going to gather some information and send that back to them.
And to your students, I mean, you're doing this on that night, Friday night. You're having the community bring stuff. Do you do trips to the beach to gather marine debris at this time?
Or? Not at this time.
Okay. But you're inviting folks to do so.
Yes, so that we can have our data collection, our data study. And also we're doing exhibits. The kids are working. They have tsunami, plate tectonics, earthquakes, and
the Ring of Fire.
There we go, Ring of Fire.
Did they come up with these projects themselves?
Trillium Learning has been sending us the lesson plans to follow.
But yes, they've done their trifold, so they've made it into a museum. That's kind of what we're doing, a mock museum, kind of like at the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Walked into the Smithsonian. So
just like the Smithsonian.
Yes.
With giant dinosaurs. No, just.
And they're really having fun. At first, they were a little bit scared about it and, you know, not a lot of buy-in that first time that we introduced it to them. But once we got them going, they realized that they had ownership of it. And so I think that that's what makes it so special for us, that it's very student-driven. And our principal has been super supportive of this. Mr. Science has been super supportive of this program and the museum night. So we'd like to shout out to him too.
Has this school focused on science and technology before? Is this kind of a new thing? I know different schools sometimes have different emphases, but
you know, I think it's fairly new out there. And we're really excited to be part of this program.
Okay. And this is open to any and all?
Any and all. Bring in your marine debris, probably just an item.
And the students will be presenting their information, and there's cookies and coffee free.
And our students will also be doing drone demonstrations, how to fly. So if the public would like to fly a drone, we'd like to teach them.
Okay. Again, this is Friday night, 6 to 8 at Point Higgins, the Museum of Science and Technology night. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the event? Or do you have any upcoming activities in the future you wanted to mention? Or you'll let us know that later.
We'll keep you posted.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for being here, and good luck Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Janice Wood and Leslie Ann Wallace of Point Higgins. And again, that's coming up this Friday night. And in a moment, we'll hear about an event coming up today, I believe. So we'll hear more about that.